The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Have you ever found yourself lacking? I'm going to give you two quick instances of when I found myself lacking. If I went on and on, we'd be here all night. But the first I thought of was when I was a senior in high school, I took speech class. And at the time, I had no clue. You know, I was thinking about being a baseball player. I had nothing to do with speech. But I decided to take speech class. And one of the things the speech class did was give a presentation for Veterans Day. And so there was about 9 or 10 of us, and we all had 3-minute talks. And I was in a high school that had 2,600 students in the top 3 grades, so it was a large high school. And so we did 3 assemblies. Well, the first one, I was very nervous. And I had studied my 3-minute talk, and I had it memorized. It was really, I had it down pat. And I knew I was in trouble when I was sitting there. It was about my turn to speak in front of my peers. The first assembly was all of the seniors and things. I heard my knees knocking. I was nervous. And when I got up there, I did exactly what my speech teacher told me to do, that before you speak, you have to address your audience, look at your audience. So I looked out, and all of a sudden, this big light beam hit me in the face. I couldn't see to read. So I went from memory. Well, about 1.5 minutes later, I was so nervous that I just forgot. And I stopped, and I fumbled around, and I was so embarrassed in front of my peers that I vowed I'd never speak in front of people again. The second instance was when I was in seminary. I had been a teacher and coach for 6 years, and Rosemary and I just had been married, and we went down to seminary, and one of the things they did with first-year students is they gave them a battery of tests. And so you answered, I don't know, hundreds of questions, whatever the case might be, and then they sent them off to assess who you were and whether you were going to make it through seminary, and then you had this one-on-one with this psychologist. So I sat down with the psychologist. Now, this has been 42 years, so I can't remember all of what he said about what I was lacking, but I do remember a couple of things. One of the things he said was he revealed my IQ. And he said I was about 123, something like that. And he says, you know, that's about in the 80th percentile with the whole world. But he said, just so you don't get too elated, compared to Harvard graduates, you're in the lower 20%. So I thought to myself, well, thank you so much for sharing. It's going to get me through seminary. And he said, and then the last thing he said was, I think you can do seminary, but you're going to have to work at it. Well, God bless that God brought me through that time. But all of us, you know, we have what is often called the human condition. And the human condition includes those times in our lives when we find ourselves lacking. And what often happens when we find ourselves lacking, where either we get embarrassed or we get jealous, we compare ourselves with other people, we covet what other people might have, whether it's finances or gifts or whatever the case might be, we focus on what we don't have rather than what God has given us. And we all do it at some point in time. So it was, seems to me very interesting that David starts out Psalm 23 by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." What does he say then? "I lack nothing." Wow. Now, we all know something about David, right? We know that David was a shepherd and that he protected his sheep from the lions, tigers, and bears. We know that. We also know that when Prophet Samuel came to Jesse to look for the new king, he went through first his six brothers and then finally brought in David, which nobody thought that he would ever have the gifts or the strength. He was the youngest to be king. But God saw him as a man after his own heart. And we also remember that David, when no one else would go out to face Goliath, went out with a slingshot and slew Goliath. And we also know that David was a musician and often played for Saul to soothe his mind, but Saul turned on him and sought his life. And so David went out in hidden caves. But we also know that David became king. And that's where he became wanting. He coveted another man's wife. And he coveted so much that he had the husband killed. And it threw everything, the country, into disarray, and end result was his family suffered. In fact, his son Absalom tried to overthrow him. And so even though David was lacking and found himself lacking, here he writes, and no one seems to know as far as when exactly he wrote Psalm 23, but he starts out by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." Now, when I read that, I thought to myself, the first thing I thought about was Jesus also referred to himself as the good shepherd. And if you read John chapter 10, you will read Jesus speaking of himself as the good shepherd. He's different than the hired hand, he says. The hired hand, when trouble comes, runs. But the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep and leads them into pasture. In fact, he calls the pasture what? Abundant life. And so the good shepherd, to me, is what David was thinking about when he wrote this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. And then you see, you could go on for the rest of the psalm, and it all fits together because of this relationship between we the sheep and Jesus the good shepherd. Even though I walk through the darkest hour, when we truly are down in the dumps, when we're in the valleys, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. You know the psalm. But it all goes back to that relationship. The Lord is my shepherd. So the question tonight, dear friends, for all of us as we've read this text, is the Lord our shepherd? I heard a pastor do a sermon one time, and he asked this question. He said, "Are you an admirer of Jesus or a follower of Jesus?" Have you ever seen sheep? They follow the shepherd. They trust completely in the shepherd. They know the shepherd's voice, and they listen to him. Is that the trust we have in Jesus, even in our darkest times, even when we find ourselves lacking and we're embarrassed and we want to be somebody else, yet still we know whose we are? The Lord is our shepherd. We lack nothing when we are with him. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 6, it's part of the Sermon on the Mount, talks about the fact, he says, why do we worry about what we wear, or about what we eat, or about what we buy? God knows we know we need all those things, but what does he say? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Jesus fills our cup. He is the good shepherd. So tonight, let us go forth with that good news in our hearts, that we can go forward knowing that whatever situation, whether we're found lacking or we have all these gifts, Jesus is our shepherd and is with us. Tonight we're going to take the bread and the cup, and we remember that Jesus walked that narrow road for each one of us. But before he did, he took and he had supper with his disciples. And during that supper, he had a common meal prepared. And that common meal was the bread and the cup. So on that night, he took the bread. And after he broke it, he blessed it, saying, this bread represents my body that is given for you. As often as you remember me, do this in remembrance of me. We remember, take the bread. And after supper, he took the cup. And after he blessed it, he said, this cup represents the new covenant of blood that I will shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you take this cup, do this in remembrance of me, the blood of Christ given for you and for me. Jesus is the good shepherd. The United Methodist Church believes in an open table. If you seek the good shepherd, wherever you are, wherever you've been, maybe you've been found lacking. In the good shepherd, when he is our Lord, we lack nothing. So come, take, eat, celebrate the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord is risen indeed. Go forth into the world now where it's often lacking, but yet share that forgiveness with others through Jesus Christ. Go in peace and love. Amen.